Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Sometimes your kids are wiser than you and you don't even realize it until it's already happened. And then they just make you feel small, just really small.
My daughter Hazel is 4, and she we were looking at wedding photos because it was my husband and my 5-year anniversary this past month. And so we were showing her some of the photos, and she said, "Well, where was I?" And I was like, "Oh God, didn't think this question was going to come up so young. Like, how do you explain to a 4-year-old where they were?" So we just stuck with sort of a simple, "Well, you weren't here yet." And she said, "Well, where was my brother Max?" "Well, he wasn't here yet." "Well, where was I?" Again and again. And we just kept saying, you know, you weren't here yet. You hadn't been created yet. So you weren't born yet. So this was mommy and daddy before you were around. And then she said something so oddly profound. It was beautiful. And it really stopped me in my tracks. And she said, "Oh, I was a question that the universe was still asking."
Oh.
What?
I was a question.
At 4 years old?
She goes, "Oh, I was the question that the universe was asking." And I was like, "Oh my God, yes." I mean, because my now husband and I had talked about having kids, but, you know, on and off, on and off. And so, yes, it was a question that he and I were sort of deliberating, and the universe was asking us, basically, do we want children? So she was the question that the universe was asking. And I just thought that was so beautiful and poetic for such a young child. And then I came across this this note from a teacher, and she had said, "In the spring of 2020, I had my 7th graders write a 6-word memoir. I'll never forget my favorite one." And this 7th grader wrote, "Brave birds still fly through fog." And we were all silent after she read it, and then I whispered with genuine awe, "Oh, wow. You're the teacher now." And that's from @WeAreTeachers. And it just made me wonder, like, who else's kid has had such a profound, like, nugget of wisdom? You're like, do you even realize what you just said, tiny Confucius? Like, you're wiser than your years. Like, how would you know, like, my 4-year-old, how would you know what the universe even is and that it's a question being asked? And it just blew me away. And I think kids are way smarter sometimes than we give him credit for.
Mm-hmm. Mine still just wants me to put the raisins in my hand so he can eat them.
Sometimes I feel like I'm still a question that the universe is asking.
Yeah, Cassie, this is a youth that, I mean, this is your smart bloodline is really going to be a hassle for you and your kids.
Great. I can't wait for that. But it's just, it made me think, like, about also the way I was talking to my kids about stuff, and that I usually try and dumb it down, like, and make it, you know, super simple for them. But I think they're way more capable of understanding things than I give them credit for. And it's now, because she's had that reaction, it really has changed the way. I was always pretty upfront about stuff, like, we use correct terms for anatomy, and I will go far to give, as far as to give them the basic rundown of things that might be out of their educational grasp, sort of like how the birds and the bees work, but without going into detail. But it made me feel like, should I be telling, not treating my kids as if they're adults, but talking to them and giving them more information than I feel like they need where it's appropriate? You know what I mean?
I've been starting to do that a little more as far as, like, explaining stuff to Jimmy, because he's comprehending it and he's getting it. So say again what your sweet Hazel said.
She said, "I was the question that the universe was asking."
And then yesterday I asked Jimmy, did you fart on me? And he goes, yeah.
Two different households, yeah.
Right now. I'll let you know in 2 years when he's four.
Well, you've talked about how your daughter Hazel has talked about like her past life. Am I getting that right?
Yeah.
I'm a little shocked that she didn't point at the wedding photo and be like, oh yeah, that's actually me in the back row, row 3, section 4. But I think kids are so unfiltered and they're not as jaded as adults, so they just kind of say the first thing that comes to mind. And I think that's a testament to how intelligent she's going to be as an adult. So I think you should just continue to nurture that and like encourage it when it happens.
You should pray for dumb kids. It's too late.
Oh my God, it's way too late. She woke up sobbing in the middle of the night the other night because she had watched The Grinch and The Grinch didn't have any parents. And she woke up sobbing because she was so sad that The Grinch didn't have parents. We had to have a conversation about not all boys and girls have their parents around, and that's why it's nice to be kind to everybody. And I was like, can we just go through the colors of the rainbow?
Right.
Like, that's what I would like to teach you. This emotional intelligence thing is too difficult. It's outside of my pay grade.
So is she like an empath? Like, she really, really feels things that are going on around her?
She does. She really feels it, and she really pays attention to people, too, which I think is a wonderful trait of hers, but I got to figure out how, you know, to help her temper that so she doesn't end up a blubbering mess like me.
The Burt Show.